The Russian company will invest $200 million in a planned aluminum mill to be built in Ashland, Kentucky by Brady Industries. Rusal had been sanctioned by the U.S. government because its major controller, Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, faces accusations in the U.S. of bribery, extortion, and racketeering, and had close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Deripaska also has ties to former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort, who has been convicted of charges related to tax evasion and money laundering. The Trump administration released Rusal from sanctions in January after the company reduced the ownership stake held by Deripaska. According to a press release, Rusal will earn a 40% share in the factory's profits, and Brady will keep the remaining 60%. The plant has also received $15 million in direct investment from the state of Kentucky in a controversial move by Governor Matt Bevin. The project is expected to cost about $1 billion and will employ over 500 people. The Ashland project will produce rolled aluminum for the American auto market and is the type of project President Donald Trump hoped to support with his March 2018 tariffs on foreign aluminum. Brady Industries CEO Craig T. Bouchard discussed the partnership at the New York Stock Exchange Monday morning. He said his company had chosen to partner with Rusal for its record of environmentalism.
We are going to lead the world in highest quality, lowest cost, and the least use of carbon from start to finish in the manufacturing process, and we're changing the world.
The Ashland Aluminum Mill would be the first such plant to be built in the United States in 37 years. Final agreements are expected to be signed later this year. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.